Fantasy World H. Tales, stories, legends, and more. The Bird Club, Part 1. Carlos lived in a medium-sized town. He was 11 years old. He was medium-sized. It means he was neither tall nor short. He was in seventh grade at the My World School. It was a medium-sized school, too. It had good facilities, and the teachers were nice. Well, most of them. Miss Jara, the math teacher, and others, for example, were okay. But Mr. Moreno, the social studies teacher, looked sometimes as if he were about to yell. Well, one day, Carlos thought, teachers are human, I guess. This is why some are tall, others are short, and some are good-tempered, others are bad-tempered, especially when we skip homework. And when we, he stopped thinking because he saw a strange bird all black and blue through the window. The bird looked at him, and Jimmy started imagining that the bird came from a faraway land, bringing a message for him. Carlos, Mr. Moreno shouted, answer. What's the capital of Norway? Carlos didn't know the answer. He mumbled, the capital of Norway is... You'll get a zero on your report, I promise, the teacher said. He was really mad, and Carlos felt unhappy. Why don't teachers understand that I am a very creative person and I need some time to daydream? Carlos said to himself. His friend, Marcia, looked at him and thought Carlos seemed to be traveling to Mars. It was Friday, and Carlos's class was in Mr. Moreno's room. Hey, Carlos, Marcia said, and threw a small card with a bird picture into his hands. Carlos read, tonight at Nora's, 10 p.m. Carlos was excited because the club had not met for 2 months. The bird club had 8 members, 5 boys and 3 girls. At the beginning, it was a boys-only club, but Marcia, Nora, and Janet, Pedro's sister, asked to join and never gave up until they were accepted, even though to get a membership, they had to climb a tall tree, row a boat, eat the broccoli diet for 1 day, and walk 10 minutes on a balance bar without falling off. Carlos met his friends at Nora's home. She had a big courtyard. There were 3 trees. One of them had a treehouse Nora's parents had built when she was little. And now it was the bird club venue. Hi there, what's up? Everybody greeted each other. Fabian was the club's leader. I think I have found out something about Mr. Moreno. The teacher asked Janet. Yes, Fabian said, and everybody paid attention. Oh boy, it was about the teacher, the same demanding and boring teacher. Can you imagine? It was going to be something interesting.